You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I would like to thank you for playing this.
It's been a minute, hasn't it? So every once in a while we bust this out.
What was I reading this morning about? There's an all-female mariachi band.
Hey, did you see that story?
No,
I didn't. But
I won't
pretty
be able
awesome.
To find it now. It's like it's the all-female mariachi band, and they like set some sort of record or something.
Doesn't this music just make you feel happy?
You can't listen to this and not smile.
You
it's not possible.
Smile and so good.
7 o'clock in the Mile High City. Your boys in the morning just having a fun Friday. Getting ready for a nice weekend. It's supposed to be 80s all weekend long. Maybe some more storms this afternoon. But I think there's just a slight chance of that. Otherwise, Purdy all weekend. They say the best time to go up and see the leaves changing, if you're looking for the peak time, is probably sometime next week. But I think you'd be all right going this weekend,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you're fine. I saw some of the ski resorts testing out their snow machines and stuff. They're firing those up. Getting
really?
Them rocking. Yeah, about that time.
It's just around the corner.
It's basically October now.
See, we got Mind Bender in 30 minutes. That's based on this week's poll question. So that's coming up at about 7:30. Then, No Filter Friday in 1 hour, where we open up the phones. You can talk about anything. Speaking of opening up the phones, we're doing that right now with a segment. I don't even remember how we got into this, but we spent some time talking about it off the air yesterday.
Yeah.
Jeremy, do you want to explain what this is all about?
It was us talking about, I think we might have been talking with Josh. We might have to bring him in because he was talking about, he somehow falls in between like a Gen Z-er and a Gen Y-er or something. I don't remember what it was.
I think he says he's between millennials and Gen Z.
Yeah, he just gave me a thumbs up. Right, he had a name for it, too. I don't remember what it was. So he's like, I pick the best parts of each demographic and that's who I am. And we're like, shut up. That's annoying. So we decided to throw this on the air and talk about your generation, you and your friends, your peers from your generation, and what annoys you about your generation. This isn't a chance for you to call in and complain about boomers, complain about millennials. You got to turn the camera on yourself.
Well, now, wait a minute. You can call in and complain about boomers
if you
and
are in that
if
demo.
You are in that generation.
That's what I meant. You can't be a Gen Xer and call in and complain about boomers. You got to call in and complain about Gen Xers, which is what I am. I snuck in right at the end, November of 79, right before they flipped the switch to the new generation. So I'm a Gen Xer. And I can start. I've noticed, you know, because a lot of my peers on Facebook and Instagram and stuff, we are now starting to try a little too hard to look and act younger than what we are, especially if you're approaching the older end of Gen X now. I mean, you're tiptoeing up on 50. A lot of weird hair colors now I'm noticing. You're going to younger bands. You're trying to still dress fairly young, and it's just not working. Act your age. That's what I noticed. We're just starting to try a little too hard at this point, Dom.
That's funny.
That's my observation of my crew in Gen X.
I'll stay on Gen X for just a second because I'm at the tail end of the baby boomers or whatever. But my wife is a Gen Xer. And so I asked her, and she said for her, Gen X is a thing. And she didn't even hesitate. She goes, Gen Xers take a little too much pride in being latchkey kids. She said we almost treat it like a flex that we were ignored by our parents. Because that's the big thing. Gen Xers would always talk about, yeah, I was raised by, you know, my parents didn't even know my name. You know, they were so busy, you know, chasing after the dream and doing all that other stuff that they didn't even, you know our. We got left by ourselves all the time. She goes, we wear it like a badge. And sometimes it's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of
funny. We get it. You're independent.
I sent a text message to Zoe, my stepdaughter, because she's a Gen. She would be Gen Z, right? Because she's 20. Wouldn't that be Gen
Z? I might have to write down the age ranges so I remember.
So I asked her, and she wrote back right away. And she goes, people my age are too easily offended by what influencers/celebrities do. She goes,
it's weird and
stupid.
Yes.
That you're so easily offended by, quote, influencers. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you have anointed them as influencers. So in other words, you are you're telling yourself that these people are going to influence me. You've given them that power.
So, yeah, and you're following them.
That's what they're doing.
Watching their videos, so they're going to manipulate
you. They're influencing.
Yeah.
And then I think for me, because, you know, I'm part of the older crowd or whatever, I think mine is just a little too obvious. But I will try to talk to people in, you know, my, like I went to a high school reunion not long ago, and I was bringing up some current bands and the bands that I had been to see and stuff like that. And it just irks me that so many people of my generation will not embrace new things.
Hmm.
And it drives me a little crazy.
I could see that.
It's like, come on. No more Sweet Home Alabama.
You would never act like that, Dom, at all.
No, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I love from
never.
My...
You would never.
I know you're going to be snarky, but I'm
still living it. I work with you every day. You would
but I'm
never
still the guy
like
who
that.
Tries to drag you into seeing new alternative bands these days, and you're like, who's that? So I love both, okay. And I think I'm able to embrace both, but people who just shut themselves off to all new things.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's annoying.
Good. Yeah.
So now we're opening up the phones, and it doesn't matter what generation you're in. It doesn't matter. All you got to do is call in and tell us what annoys you about your own generation.
Let me give you one really quick because this cracked me up and it's so spot on. Emily, she says, I'm a millennial and I don't like people my age naming their kids super weird names.
That's
this
great.
This is my son Turnip.
That is more true than
Emily,
funny.
Emily, you're cracking us up.
I'm
going to
give her
that.
A ding. You earned a ding.
Yep.
Give you props, Jeremy. You called it yesterday. We were talking off the air about doing this segment. You know, people can call in and talk about what annoys them about their own generation. And Jeremy's like, people are just going to bitch about other generations.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're getting on the text messages.
No.
Like people are texting and saying, I'm 45 and I hate the way the kids these days, blah, blah, blah.
No, you're doing it wrong.
Let's try to explain this to
it.
You.
Do it.
If you're a Gen Xer, you need to talk about what annoys you about Gen Xers.
Your generation.
If you're a millennial, you need to talk about what annoys you about millennials. If you're a Gen Zer, it's what annoys you about your own generation. And I think what we're finding is that across all generations, people can't admit their own faults.
Right, exactly.
That's what we're finding.
And I get it with my Gen Xers. I mean, we are obviously perfect and the best generation, but try to find something, okay? Like, come on.
I will say David made me laugh. He goes, I'm 29. Half the people I went to school with are barely functioning potheads. You know, David, that's fun. I'll give you a ding. That's funny. But that could also go across. I mean,
it really could.
In my generation, I mean, half the kids in my graduating class were stoned at graduation.
You guys invented pot, didn't you?
Let's take a couple of quick calls. Let's see who's been holding the longest. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning.
What generation are you in?
I don't know.
Well, how old are
you?
You were born in the 80s?
That's Gen...
That's a millennial then, isn't
Gen
it?
Gen X or millennial?
Gen X ended in 80, so I think you're a millennial.
Millennial. You're a millennial. So okay. What bothers you about other millennials?
I feel like we compete in the suffering Olympics. Like, someone always has to one-up the other person about, like, what's wrong with their day or how bad they have it or, like, anything.
You know what? That is damn funny.
That's pretty spot on.
You're probably doing a lot of vague booking, you know, where you go on Facebook and you're like, can't believe
this
happened again. This
couldn't
get any worse. And then you don't put what's wrong, and then you just rely on all your friends to be like, what's the matter? Reach out to me if you need help. What's going on? Tell me what's wrong.
I love the term suffering Olympics, Stacy. That's really good.
You're great, Stacy. Are you doing all right, Stacy, so far?
How are you?
Yes, I'm doing better.
You're better. Okay. All right. What's the matter?
No, don't tell him.
You're good,
Stacy. You are adorable. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you.
That's funny.
Meg, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning.
What's your generation?
I'm a millennial, like Stacey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what do you hate about millennials?
And?
Oh, gosh, well, I hate to say this, but we need to stop living in our parents' homes. We need to go buy a house. I did, but so many of us, we just can't figure that out.
Well, it's hard right now.
It's a tough time in Colorado.
I'll give you guys that. It's a tough time.
It's a tough time. I mean, we've been millennials for a while, though. I'm in my mid-30s, but when I was in my early 30s, I looked around and I thought, like, it's time for me to become an adult. But I just feel like that reality, like, that thought hasn't hit a lot of people in my generation. I'm like, well, guys, we're in our 30s. Come on.
Yeah, it might be time to, you know, stop mooching and move on. Even get a roommate, I guess. I don't know. We're big talkers, though. It's difficult right now to get a place.
It is tough right now. In Colorado, it is tough.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're glad you you listened, and thank you for calling, Meg. Hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Glad you're on your own now.
Thank you.
Bye, Meg.
Thank you for being on the show. Somebody else just texted in and said the exact same thing. Said I'm a millennial and I'm tired of all my friends living with their parents.
Yeah, that would pull my hair out. Here's some Gen Zers, so like your stepdaughter, kind of saying the same thing. Hannah says that social media is a priority to a large portion of my era, Gen Zers. Renee says no one wants to work hard. The older end of my Gen Zers, I'm talking to you.
Rebecca is a Gen Xer. She says Gen X rules. She goes, we love to point out when we are left out of the generational comparison.
That's good.
Here's Bert, who's a millennial, age 37, says, what's the deal with avocados?